WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. Brooklyn Weston here, your daily dose of modern wisdom and life hacks all wrapped up in a neat little package called Modern Stoicism. You know that feeling when you look in the mirror and, sometimes you just don't feel it. You compare yourself to others, obsess over imperfections, and basically beat yourself up for not being some idealized version of, you. Ever feel like life is one big highlight reel where everyone else is slaying it except you? Well, guess what? You're not alone. We all have those days or weeks, or maybe even months. But what if I told you there is a philosophy, an ancient school of thought, that can actually help you navigate these feelings and develop a deeper sense of self-acceptance? Buckle up, because today we're diving into Stoicism and how it can be your secret weapon for embracing who you truly are. First things first, let's talk about the power of perspective. Stoics believe that our emotions are heavily influenced by our judgments and interpretations of events. When we perceive something as a threat or failure, we trigger feelings of negativity and self-criticism. But here's the twist. Those perceptions aren't always accurate. Sometimes, we create these negative narratives in our minds based on fear, insecurity, or societal pressures. Stoicism encourages us to challenge these thoughts, to ask ourselves if they're truly reflecting reality or just our own internal biases. Think of it like this. You wouldn't believe everything a gossip magazine says about celebrities, right? So why believe everything your inner critic tells you about yourself? Second, understanding that life is a journey, not a destination. We tend to get caught up in the pursuit of some idealized future, thinner, richer, more successful, and forget to appreciate the present moment. But Stoics emphasize living virtuously in the here and now. They believe that true happiness comes from focusing on what we can control. Our thoughts, actions, and reactions. By cultivating inner peace and contentment, we lessen the need for external validation and self-comparison. It's like that saying, be happy with who you are, because life is a journey, not a destination. Third, practicing gratitude. Seriously, this one is huge. Stoics believe that acknowledging the good things in our lives, big or small, helps us shift our focus from what's lacking to what we already have. Think about it. A warm bed on a cold night, a delicious cup of coffee, a genuine laugh with a friend, these are all simple joys that often go unnoticed when we're preoccupied with our own perceived shortcomings. Fourth, remember that you're not alone. We all struggle with self-acceptance at some point. It's human nature to compare ourselves to others and feel inadequate. But Stoicism reminds us that everyone has their own unique path, strengths, and weaknesses. Embrace your imperfections, they make you who you are. Lastly, don't be afraid to seek support. If you're feeling overwhelmed or stuck in a cycle of self-criticism, reach out to a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or even join a Stoic community. Sharing your experiences and connecting with others can provide valuable insights and encouragement. Now let me tell you about a real-life example that I think really highlights this idea of self-acceptance. Imagine this. You're at a networking event, surrounded by people who seem to have it all figured out, successful careers, impressive connections, effortlessly cool demeanor. You start comparing yourself, feeling like an imposter in your own skin. But instead of letting those negative thoughts spiral, remember the Stoic principle of focusing on what you can control. You can choose to engage in meaningful conversations, share your unique perspectives, and be genuinely present with the people around you. Even if you don't land a dream job or make a ton of connections, you can still walk away feeling proud of yourself for showing up authentically. Because true success isn't about comparing yourself to others, it's about striving to be the best version of yourself. So remember, self-acceptance is not about being perfect, it's about embracing your imperfections and recognizing your inherent worth. It's a journey, not a destination, and every step you take towards greater self-love is a victory. Ready to put this into action? Start by practicing gratitude for three things in your life right now, big or small. Challenge those negative thoughts that pop up throughout the day and ask yourself, is this thought really true? And lastly, remember that you are amazing just as you are. Join me tomorrow for another dose of modern stoicism, where we'll explore how to cultivate resilience in the face of adversity. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences on social media. I love hearing from you. Until then, keep striving for greatness, one small step at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.